Hello there, I'm Laura Kyle in Doha. These are the top stories on Al Jazeera. Ukraine's president is holding an emergency meeting following a major dam being blown up in the south. The Novokakhovka Dam sits on the Dnipro River in the Kherson region, which Russia controls. Ukraine's military blames Russia, but Moscow-appointed officials say it was destroyed by shelling. Evacuations of surrounding areas are underway. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant lies further up the river. Charles Stratford has more from Kyiv.
The latest we're hearing, certainly from the Ukrainian government, we understand that President Zelensky is going to be holding an emergency meeting with the state, the National Security Council. We're also hearing from the Ukrainians that they believe that critical water levels will reach a critical point around 5 hours from now. And we also know that there are ongoing evacuations from some of the settlements that are going to be affected. Certainly, TASS, the Russian news agency, are saying that there are around 80 settlements that could be affected, and there are evacuations going on from there, we understand.
Well, staying with Ukraine, President Zelensky has praised his troops fighting in Bakhmut. Military says it's conducting offensive action along the front line, but it hasn't said if this is part of a long-awaited counter-offensive. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Washington will not let Iran develop nuclear weapons. He's also urged Saudi Arabia and Israel to normalise relations. Blinken will visit Riyadh on Tuesday. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has officially entered the 2024 race for the White House. Pence will run against his former boss Donald Trump. Opinion polls show Pence is currently third behind Trump and Ron DeSantis. Senegal's government is cutting access to mobile internet services. It follows days of protests in support of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko. Canada is on track for its worst ever wildfire season. It's battling hundreds of fires in several provinces, with many burning out of control. More than 20,000 people have been evacuated. And Brazil's government has unveiled a plan to stop deforestation in the Amazon by 2030. The action plan includes stronger policing of environmental crimes.